3.2 million inactive California voters removed ahead of 2025 special election. California has removed 3.2 million inactive voters ahead of the 2025 special statewide election, the Secretary of State's office confirmed to the Epoch Times in a recent email. The 3,177,057 registration records were removed between 2022 and 2024, according to data provided by the California Secretary of State's Elections Division. With a special election on November 4, election officials will continue to perform list maintenance activities in accordance with state and federal law, the office said. Inactive voters are people who have moved outside their original county, according to the California Code of Regulations. In addition, voters who do not vote in two consecutive federal general elections are subject to having their voter registration canceled. On the county level, data show that Los Angeles County had the most inactive voters removed at 773,774, followed by San Diego County with 369,149 and Santa Clara County with 286,401 inactive voters removed. Across California's 58 counties, local registrars' offices have reported that the majority of canceled registration records consist of voters moving away, voters failing to vote or respond to election-related notices, and deceased voters. Between 2022 and 2024, California also processed around 4.3 million new valid voter registrations. As of February 10, 2025, the Golden State has 22.9 million registered voters. This number is a slight increase from last year, when the state reported 22.6 million registered voters. There were 21.9 million registered voters reported in 2022. Shiloh Marks, founder of California Election Integrity Initiative, told the Epoch Times that cleaning and maintaining the voter rolls ensures trust in the election process, allows local governments to rebuild trust with their constituents, and cuts down on unnecessary spending. If anything, we'll save on tax dollars, because we won't be having to send so many confirmation notices out, Marks said. Everybody stands to gain, Democrats, Republicans, independents. The state still had around 2.8 million inactive voters pending removal across all counties by the end of 2024, according to data from the Secretary of State's office. However, that number dropped to 2.3 million as of September 2025. This puts California's current inactive voter total at 10.1% of all registrations compared to the national average of 10.6%, the first time the state has dropped below the national average since at least 1996. The state peaked in 2012 when inactive voters made up 28.7% of the state's total registrations. Grassroots effort urges continued maintenance. It was, I'd say, early January, after I did a lot of research, I just noticed how horrible California's voter rolls were, Mark said. I talked to a few people and threw around the idea of going, hey, what if we tried to clean the rolls? His grassroots-led initiative, launched in January 2025, is now leading the push for voter roll maintenance and has been filing public records requests with each of the state's counties and the Secretary of State. This is something that I'm very excited to share, said Marks, who is currently working alone. There's constant records requests, there's constant reaching out to counties. The San Diego County resident said he previously worked on a separate initiative leading up to the 2024 elections, during which he had the opportunity to do legal research. Marks isn't a lawyer, but his work is built on publicly available data, federal laws that allow private citizens to bring litigation to enforce election laws, and access to public officials working in local registrars' offices. What I've done is I reach out to a county, I ask a series of questions, which mostly are applicable to federal law, California state law also, he said. Marks said he asks for the number of current active and inactive voters, as well as registrations continuously on a county's inactive file after showing no voting activity for two or more federal elections. If they've given me the records and they're not removing them, that's where I then go to the Secretary of State, Marks said. Under federal law, the National Voter Registration Act of 1993 established certain registration requirements, including standards for voter roll maintenance and enforcement. The law prevented states from removing a voter simply for failing to vote in one election, establishing the inactive voter list. It also required each state to designate a state officer or employee as the chief state election official, which is typically the Secretary of State, to ensure compliance with the NVRA. The law allows the U.S. Justice Department and private parties to file lawsuits against states that fail to comply. Under California law, county elections officials are tasked with determining voters' eligibility and updating their information. I'm simply kind of just badgering them online to do their job, and I have no means necessarily to require them, said Marks. I'm just basically shining the light on it, and then if the counties don't want to give records, that's when there's legal action. He said it's really up to the Secretary of State and the counties to remove inactive or ineligible voter registrations. The overwhelming majority of California counties are doing an incredible job with cleaning their records according to state and federal law, Mark said. Only a handful, he said, are not doing their job or have been less cooperative when he sends a public records request for voter registration data. San Bernardino, Fresno, San Luis Obispo, and Alameda counties provided the number of inactive voters on their rolls, but did not mention removal, according to Marks. He added that San Francisco, Riverside, Stanislaus, San Bernardino, and Orange counties gave him incomplete data. Californians are the ones who are standing to gain from the inactives being removed, said Marks. We the people, the taxpayers, the everyday amazing Americans. Counties respond. After reaching out to the above-mentioned counties to confirm how many inactive voters are on their files and how frequently they clean their voter rolls, the Epoch Times heard back from two counties. San Francisco County stated in an email, between 2020 and 2022 the department canceled 12,657 records of voters with inactive histories through two federal general elections. Since the November 2025 election is not a federal general election, the canceling of inactive records according to law is inapplicable. The registrar's office added that the elections department changed its process of canceling inactive records in 2018 and does not have readily available records. Orange County wrote, the registrar of voters canceled 176,591 inactive voters earlier this year because they became inactive before the 2022 general election and did not respond to the notices or vote by the 2024 general election. The registrar's office stated that it will continue to maintain its rolls throughout the November 4, 2025, statewide special election, when Californians will vote on redistricting congressional maps. According to public records requests Marks posted on X, some counties have very few inactive voters on their rolls. Approximately 2.4% of voters on Santa Clara County's rolls are inactive. San Diego County, which removed approximately 110,000 inactive voters following the November 2024 general election, stated in an email, the inactive voter list serves as a safety net for people who may have moved within the state or county and are otherwise eligible to vote. Voter file maintenance is a continuous process, even ahead of elections.